fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings
for sure
upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 15th day of March, year of our Lord, 2022. Welcome to John Moore Show. Yes, we do, in fact, begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, still legal in all 50 states, believe it or not, even Washington, D.C. And this morning we have Deputy Hendricks with us. So everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart, turn it over to you, Deputy.
Good morning, John and Leon, from the land of cotton, catfish, and kudzu. I humbly ask that you join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done, Deputy. Any updates for us from your area, sir?
Holding steady, as mentioned last week, no significant increases, but no significant decreases either. Seems to be, as I said last week, the new normal for right now. May look back at gas prices and the current, COVID situation and say, wow, that was a decent time. You know, we get to $10 a gallon, and as you anticipate, as you've shared with us, yes, increasing due to the side effects and or the direct effects, not side effects, direct effects of people who have taken the shot, you know.
Right, right. Well, but, thank you for
that. I was wondering if you and or perhaps Leon have heard that I heard over the weekend, and I asked my sheriff this question yesterday at work, that Walmart has sent letters to various sheriffs throughout the country saying that they was going to stop deliveries to their stores. It didn't say just when. I don't know if it's immediate or in the near future. And I asked him that question, and he said, he kind of looked at me like, well, how'd you know that? And he confirmed that he did get a letter from a corporate Walmart saying that they're going to stop delivery, which in my opinion is going to put pressure on our other local independent grocery and supermarkets we have around
well,
here.
Well, Hendricks, I have independent confirmation that letter did in fact go out. But there's a bright side, there's a sunny side to that coin. The local independent supermarkets, independent retailers, will get a surge in business that they haven't had in quite a while. So Walmart's just shooting themselves in the foot.
I agree, of course. Yeah. But I was just thinking the pressure is going to put on because, well, around here, as I shared with you, we have pretty good growing season and things around here. We have probably one of the largest vegetable and fruit distributors in the Southeast locally here. And so far, despite the efforts of the weather, he's been able to get this year's crop in the ground and how long that'll last due to the weather conditions is yet to be seen, of course. And as you mentioned some years ago with the jet stream stopping, they are having problems anticipating when to plant. So they planted earlier this year than normal just to take a chance. And I know my granddaddy used to say, of course, he lived in central Mississippi, but until Easter, we couldn't count on the frost being gone until after Easter. And that has always seemed to be the case so far. But I know we had a cold snap the other day, and I had to cover all my tender plants. So anyway, how's things going with the weather up in your neck of the woods?
It's been up and down. It was in the low 70s 2 weeks ago, then back down to the teens.
Right.
But now it's our last cold spell, I believe, was over the weekend, and now we're going to have warm temperatures from here on out, I believe. We'll see.
Yeah, I agree with you. Anyway, I know you and Leon get on with the show. As always, appreciate you. Thank you for the opportunity to say the pledge, and God bless. Have a great day, and of course, we'll talk to you next week, and Kudzu is king.
Roger that. Thank you, Deputy. Appreciate it. And with that, we do have patiently waiting in the green, my friend Leon Green. Leon is a former U.S. Navy officer, and we're going to have the prepper tip of the day right now. Most of my prepper tip of the days don't get all that comments, but this one over the years has gotten a lot of very favorable comments, typically from women, and here it is. Gentlemen, if you want to be a hero for the ladies on your team, here's what you do. Stock up on feminine hygiene products and birth control products. The ladies won't necessarily think to do that ahead of time. When these supplies are gone, of course, that's when they would think about it. If you don't have a clue what to get, and most of you probably won't, ask the ladies on the team what the feminine hygiene products are that they prefer to have, and buy them by the case. Seriously, buy them by the birth control, whatever the preferred birth control method is, be sure you got plenty of that on hand also. Having a baby is wonderful on one hand. On the other, pregnancy during a serious long-term crisis can be a very life-threatening matter. That said, Leon, good morning, sir.
Morning, John. And that's interesting you talk about that, because what do they do for the human element is they talk about, they've had 80 babies born, during this crisis with people walking out of Ukraine. And I agree, it is crucial to have that. And I'm even taking a class called Emergency Childbirth. Last night we were working on breech babies. Boy, and there were videos that described it and went in depth. And I'm like, holy, this is very, very challenging. And we talk about hemorrhaging and preeclampsia and eclampsia.
And
women who are dying now, 78% of the women die of hemorrhaging and seizures. Are 75% of them after birth, not before birth. And so, and this is still right here in America. And this is after, they've already had access and, professional attention, and they still die here in America. So it's going to be exacerbated after that. And so, I just had minor information, and, the doula class is supposed to start next. And I'm like, I was just so focused on just a childbirth, but boy, we went in depth, and it was very interesting class. And I don't plan to be a midwife, but knowing how many people are, and especially with the, remember you talked about how many people have died, how many doctors and nurses have been forced to take the shot. So this is going to have repercussions when childbirth becomes, because there's going to be less doctors and nurses to treat people with sickness. There's going to be even less that are going to be able to help childbirth. So this is going to be a snowball effect. they're doing sterility and affecting, you know, fertility now with the drugs, with the, when I say drugs, with the pharmaceutical shot and death shot, but they're also affecting the ability to have babies because people aren't going to have the skills if a lot of the doctors and nurses are dead.
Well, we will soon be facing a massive, huge, unprecedented shortage of healthcare professionals because so many of them, a very high percentage of them, off the top of my head, probably half of all the healthcare professionals have got the clot shot, and they will probably continue to get the boosters until they're dead. The president of Pfizer Pharmaceuticals said in the last few days he's encouraging people to get a fourth booster. Ironically, he's on record for not getting the clot shot himself. At least initially he didn't. Maybe he has by now, but I doubt it because he knows what's in that, and he's not about to put that poison in his bloodstream. But in the class you're taking, do they teach you how to turn the baby around while it's still in the womb?
Yes, sir. The Leupold maneuver, yes. That was, yes, there's several different positions, you know, you're concerned about. But yes, it is crucial as well.
All right. Well, it could be a very valuable life-saving skill that you're acquiring there, Leon, and I congratulate you for doing so. The skills that I encourage people to get, and these questions come up all the time. And one of my consultation clients, she wants to know what would make her valuable to a group. And I said, well, the following skills. That would be ham radio skill, becoming a licensed ham radio operator and having the equipment, and advanced first aid, not the basic Red Cross entry-level first aid, which is very, very minimal, but an advanced first aid class. Perhaps a wilderness first aid class would be great. The nationwide sporting goods outfit, REI, they offer first aid, wilderness first aid classes. Or maybe even a EMT class as one semester of college. To become a paramedic is two or three more semesters of college. Difficult to get in those classes because they're always filled up with young folks who want to have a career instead of just learning the skills. But those are the kind of skills that would make you very valuable to any team, wouldn't it, Leon?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, the next class I'm taking, these are with a bunch of 18 Delta doctors, the ones I've worked with in the past. And the one I'm taking next is wilderness first aid. I'm taking that again. I took it in person in San Antonio, but now people can do it online anywhere in the world. So if people want to learn more about what I'm doing, please have them contact me when you give out the numbers, and I will definitely direct them to Sam and others.
Outstanding. Well, I'm getting more inquiries for private consultations, Leon. People who are men and women and families that are extremely concerned about the status of the world and how much time is left. I'm sure you talk to people all over the country also in relation to doTERRA. You know, are you hearing the same things? People are concerned about the direction the country's taking and how quickly it's getting there?
Yes, sir. I've had two calls in the last 48 hours of people, you know, asking me, you know, what is my diagnosis? And they said, well, and others have even had to travel. And so one person has to fly in Chicago. And the person I said, well, you're going into, you know, the belly of the beast there, and you won't be able to take any protective devices. And he said, well, what if, you know, something happens? I said, well, this is where I'm at. I'm in the Ozarks. So if you have any complication and you have to evacuate back to California, which is crazy to think that, I said, swing down by Missouri, and I will make sure you're taken care of on the way home. And then another person last night called, and he has to fly into California, and he's going to take his wife. And I said, you know, it might make more sense to keep her at home to maintain the farm, because if she leaves and her elderly mother and her 16-year-old son is alone at home, which makes no sense. And, you know, if there's another false flag event like 9/11, everybody's stranded and they couldn't fly for a week. So imagine, you know, all the complications that would occur if they're stuck together. So she doesn't want him to fly, but he has to for his work. And I said, you might want to connect with everybody along the route that you know, so you can have waypoints that you for protection if something does happen. Because if not, walking that distance is going to be months if you ever make it.
Right. Well, various novelists, authors have written books about traveling cross country during an apocalyptic situation. It makes for interesting reading, but the reality of being able to pull that off is pretty slim to none, I would say. Wouldn't you say that, Leon?
Yes, sir. And the thing is, not to scare them, but I did say, that's why it's good to have waypoints that you know and trust, because they have to hold up somewhere. They have to divert planes, and now you're stranded. So if you can't communicate, like what happened during 9/11, and imagine trying, that was just one city. Imagine it was something nationwide or regional. Comms would go down, and satellite phones are completely sold out because of the Ukraine crisis, and now they have them on rental programs in which they will send them to the emergency responders. But the Ukraine items, I heard with Mike that they're paying $3,500 for any American to sell the satellite phones to Ukraine, the government. There's a system already intact to do that, and so I thought they were ludicrous to buy them at $600. Now they're $2,300 on the open market and $3,500 to Ukraine government proper. And I'm like, that's insane. So I'm going to get that bivy stick and not worry about it. But I just think it's insane.
Yeah, the folks at the satellite phone store I work with, they're expecting phones in now and possibly as soon as 5 weeks. Last week it was 6 weeks, but possibly as soon as 5 weeks they're expecting a delivery. So that's not a terribly long time to wait, and they'll be back in stock and ready for sale again.
But what is the price going to be now, too, that, the demand?
Well, I don't know. We didn't discuss any price increases, so that may or may not be a price increase, but that's whatever it is whatever it is. I mean, it's, that's simply a fact of life. Prices are going up on many, many things. Well, Leon, we're not looking at any price increases soon on Deterra oils, are we, sir, that you're aware of?
No, sir, but no, sir, I don't know about anything of that nature, but I do know that, even I was trying to buy a Pioneer Princess, and that's the wood stove that can do everything, and they said, yeah, the price is the same as 2021, but there's a 17% steel surcharge, and I talked to the person who worked for the company, and so... They didn't jack up the prices, but steel is now more expensive because everything else has gone up. And so then I was surprised they didn't say, and there's also a transport surcharge, which a lot of companies are charging. So doTERRA hasn't done anything like that. And with international travel and shipping being delayed, that's why it was great that we had such a huge inventory. We're talking, hundreds of thousands of gallons, but of oils that had to be process here in America, but they still have to bring them in from Madagascar and from Bulgaria and everywhere else in the world that we have the oils, Nepal. And so, we, as far as I know, I haven't heard of anything about any price changes. Some things have even gone down over the 10 years that I've been working with doTERRA. Some things have gone down, but I haven't heard of any increases yet.
Well, that's good. And of course, we do talk about the oils on Tuesday mornings and how the oils can improve your life in many different ways, ways that people may not even think of. Now, you're quite the cook. I'm not. I don't claim to be. But you're quite the cook, and you do incorporate the doTERRA oils into your cooking, don't you, sir?
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, I love hummus, and I made a huge batch in my Instapot of beans, and then I was going to save half of it just to make hummus. With a Blendtec or a Vitamix blender, and it tasted so good that I was like, forget it. I guess I'm just gonna not even worry about it. The hummus, and right now I was finishing the med class, and then I'm also working my chicken coop. We have a chicken coop that's here, and I have to recoup it. And I'm like, wow, I'll just get it. So, yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Fix bayonets.
Lady Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 15th of March. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Oils. I am a doTERRA oil dealer and proud to say so. If you want to get started with the oils, to do what I do every day and what Leon does every day, here's how you get started. First of all, go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Under products, scroll down to the doTERRA section and do your little shopping. You're going to want to buy the largest kit that you can buy. That's number one. Number two, get yourself two copies, two different editions of the same book. Simple two-word title, Modern Essentials. You're going to want the 5th edition and the 12th edition, 13th edition, excuse me. Why two different editions? Well, the 5th edition says things that the Food and Death Administration won't allow us to say anymore. The 13th edition has all the latest oils. Last but not least, if you want to get some private coaching on which oils to get started with, or maybe you want to have a home-based business to sell the oils to your friends, your relatives, people you go to church with, your neighbors, co-workers, whatever. Give Leon a call. He'd be glad to help you get started on that. What's that phone number, Leon?
Yes, sir. It's 303-495-2188 Mountain Time.
That's Roger that. 303-495-2188 Mountain Time. Lena will be glad to coach you on which oils you need to get started to achieve your goals the quickest. And he'll also help you get started in a home-based business if you'd like to do so. I use oils every day. I use them in my laundry. I use them in my humidifier. I use them in a diffuser. Something comes up I need for a health-related reason, I do that. I use it to help repel insects. There's so many uses for the oils that a novice just coming into it may not even realize. Correct, Leon?
Absolutely. And you were talking about the food yesterday. So, you know, last night I said, hey, I'm change this just a slightly. And I put two drops of lemongrass in there. So it has a huge, you know, Thai flavor, like. And so you can adjust it. And you can also put cumin. So it tastes like chili. So, but the other thing is I'm going to be using it with the livestock. I'm ordering 100 chicks. And there's four different species or breeds I'm going to get because I want them to be dark because of aerial predators. I want them to be docile so they don't pick at each other and cause each other to get infected because they take off the wings, and I dealt with that in Idaho. And I also want them to be cold and hot resistant. So I'm going to take into account the how hot summers and humid they are here, as well as the grand solar minimum. So all these things I take into account, and so it narrowed down the selection process, and I'm going to get those. And then guinea fowl, because ticks can be an issue anywhere in America, but mainly in the Midwest. And so, you know, chickens will eat them, but my attitude is, hey, if I can have something eat them as much, and they're great for security devices too. They make lots of noise when predators come around, as well as strangers. So that's good. But I realize that I'm going to probably end up eating the guinea fowl when things go south, because they also make so much noise that anyone who's hungry after 3 weeks will say, wow, I can hear all those birds over there. Let's go take them. And our friend who went on a cruise down in Florida told me that there were a bunch of people that they were caught stealing 20 chickens off of this person's farm. So, you know, if livestock...
In normal times.
Yeah, right. And so it's just going to be hugely exacerbated when people are starving and you get the Walmart shutdown of, you know, groceries, things of that nature. So all these things have ripple effects. And this is why people have to take what they're seeing right now and expand it. What will happen if I cannot get that? Whether it's fuel, whether it's feminine products, you know, cleaning dirt, things of that nature. So the oil's going to have a huge impact. And so the first thing I'm going to start teaching my chicks when they arrive is, hey, here's water, and they're going to be getting marjoram and thyme, which is antibacterial and antiviral. So they were going to charge me another $30 for you know, the 100 chicks for some Merrick's vaccine. And I said, you know, thanks for the input, but I'm just going to use the oils to kill the viruses in the first place in the water, and I'm going to fumigate their chicken coop that's been there for years with On Guard and other oils to get rid of any kind of, you know, bacteria or lingering bacteria and viruses and things of that nature, and just protect it in advance. Spiritually blessed it at the same time. So there's a lot of things that you can use the oils for, you know, when you talk about...
I've been to your place, Leon, but I didn't know there was an existing chicken coop. Is it in pretty good condition?
I'll send you pictures. I'm going to have to work on it. I'll just say it that way.
Okay. Well, it's deferred maintenance is expected. There was a lot of deferred maintenance around that place, and I haven't been there since you moved in. But it's a large premises with a lot of structures around there, it's a full time job rehabilitating that place, isn't it, sir?
Yes, sir.
I bet it is. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I did my show with Doug Hagman yesterday, broadcast last night. And Doug mentioned that I do private consultations, and I do. I really look forward to helping people gain the clarity, get the focus, receive the information they need to make major decisions. Details at my website for private consultations at thelibertyman.com. And yes, we're still playing catch up with energy cleaners. The demand has, well, it's just unprecedented, the demand. People tired of being tired. People that want to get past the arthritis pain to do the things that they used to love to do, go dancing with their honey, walk in the park, ride a bicycle, whatever it might be, that they're not doing as much as they used to because of the arthritis pain. Maybe not at all. So get yourself an energy cleaner and get past the arthritis pain, get your life back, and at the same time, get the best night's sleep you've had probably in decades. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. For all you hundreds, and there are many at this point, many hundreds, maybe a thousand or more energy cleaner owners, check out the Micro Plush Throws. They're warm and cozy. You can put them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat. Only $75 shipping included. You can place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, your Micro Plush Throw at my website using PayPal. You can also call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. The call number here at Republic Broadcasting is 512-248-8252. Well, Leon, we reach out to people every week. letting them know how the doTERRA oils can improve their life, improve their health, improve their culinary skills, shall we say, improve the cleanliness and the sanitation of their home, and just make the home smell better by using a diffuser with some of these oils, correct?
Absolutely. And when you use them a lot in with the laundry, but across the board, I will. And when you talk about the spiders as well, spiders do not like the menthol and camphor that's in peppermint naturally. And, you know, many people know that they can use peppermint leaves, but in the winter, when it's 19 degrees, none of the peppermint's growing if you have an outside, you know, perennial plant. So it's crucial to have, you know, so I have it in the house. It smells much better. And you can, I also have On Guard, and some people like to use the oils. It's more like Christmas, you know, in the latter part of the year, but you can use whatever oil you want. And I also use, you know, lavender and ylang ylang at night to go to sleep and to calm me down. So, like, ylang ylang is great for mental chatter when you're thinking about, wow, the whole world's going in the toilet. So, you know, and you can also use the oils while you're praying at the same time. So there's so many different benefits. You know, pretty much, even when I was doing training this week, and there were people that got hurt while we were doing the training with your friend Steve, and while we were doing that, you know, he was talking about the problems he has with his lower back, and I was like, you know, and I told him about, we have an oil for that, and it was just funny how, you know, how many benefits that you can have from it, and, you know, mental focus while we're trying to do land navigation. So there were lots of ways to incorporate it.
That's right, many ways, plus very cost effective. Something that Americans aren't used to is using less of something to get the same effect. When the doTERRA, when Modern Essentials says use one drop or use two drops, they mean exactly that: use one drop or two drops. Initially, when I see these little bottles, I'm like, well, there's not much oil there, until I started using them and figured out, oh, there's a lot of drops in here. And when I'm measuring by the drop, when I'm doing my laundry, I use three drops of Purify and three drops of lemon oil. And unless there's automotive grease or something, that the clothes come out fresh and clean and very sweet smelling, with none of the harmful detergents or cheap perfumes that are put in these other detergents. So it's very cost effective to use the oils, isn't it, Leon?
Absolutely. And, you know, matter of fact, one person had issues we went on the cruise with as well. She talked about having her doctor diagnose her with trigger finger, and she laughed. She said, "How ironic!" She's, you know, she's trained with Sam Andrews, and so, you know, she laughed at that. And I said, "Yeah, you know, I told her use Deep Blue, but more likely you're going to have more benefit from lemongrass and peppermint." And so I heard, that was yesterday, but lemongrass is phenomenal for tendonitis and any kind of you know, ligament and tendons and connective issues. So that is one of the best ones used for that, as well as and then one thing I didn't include was helichrysum, because that helps with the regeneration of the, you know, of the connective tissue. And so something as simple as trigger finger, and, you know, somebody who's dealing with arthritis and pain, and lemongrass costs less than 2 cents a drop. So it is very inexpensive. It's $10, and it hasn't changed in 13 years. So, and it has so many benefits. People who have pain, many people call it, they describe it as poor man's Deep Blue. So Deep Blue is great for all muscle and joint pain, but lemongrass is also an analgesic, like peppermint is. But it's more intense and stronger than peppermint is. And I incorporate peppermint because it is like a vasodilator, and it actually drives the oils deeper into the body. So that's why I said put on the lemongrass and then put on the peppermint, so it'll last longer. And then just put your hand in a ball and just hold it and pray or do something, watch TV or whatever, and then you'll see within a minute how much will go into your joints, and it just won't flash off or volatilize into the air, which you want it in your body. And you do want it in the air other naturally, but right now in this case, if the pain is, you know, inside your body, you want it localized and inside.
Well, Leon, I'm looking at the photograph of your chicken coop. It looks like it's leaning about 7 degrees to the side there.
actually, that somehow the people that were there before. As far as I know, it's actually vertical. But there is that piece of metal that's on the ground. I need to get that out of the coop. That was looks like it could be an awning, and that's why they kept it. It looks like it came off of a truck, but it could also be me taking a picture while I'm driving out the front gate. So, as far as I know,
so the building's actually vertical. It's not 7 degrees to the side.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Is that an air conditioner sticking out the side of it there? What is that?
No, it's sticking out on the right side of it. That's actually a coop where it has chicken wire where they can nest and they can stay inside that. But it's up, you know, it's so high. It looks like an air conditioner. And I had a secondary picture that shows that up close. But it's about 9 feet long, and it's maybe 2 by 2 by 9 feet. So you can probably have 15 chickens in it, just be able to stay outside and enjoy the weather without being exposed to any predators, because it's all enclosed.
Yeah, one of my neighbors nearby, the American Eagles found their chickens, and they had a chicken egg selling business, so they had about 100 or more chickens, and the American Eagles were just using these chickens as a buffet, and nothing they could do about it. Okay. Because it's a $10,000 fine to shoot an American Eagle. But they put overhead wire above the chickens to keep the American Eagles from feasting on their chickens.
I saw my first American Eagle a week ago when I was going to some other training, driving down the highway at 6 in the morning. I was like, wow, it was about 40 feet ahead of me. And I was like, I cannot believe I've seen one. I saw many in Idaho, but the first one here. And I agree. You know, I love the birds, but my attitude is I'm not spending $400 to feed, our American symbol. So you can go eat elsewhere. And so I'm going to have to take that into account and minimize the aerial attacks.
Right, right. Absolutely. Well, they're an issue. They're beautiful birds. I didn't know that the American Eagles ate carrion until I saw them actually eating carrion on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
But they do. They're beautiful creatures, no doubt whatsoever. Well, Leon, everything is functioning at doTERRA. All the orders are being shipped the same day or the next business day. And people typically get their order within 2 business days, don't they, sir?
Correct, except for now, the post office, remember, they came out with their new statement saying, oh, all of our priority mail has been, they say this generically to everybody now. You know, it used to be 2.4 days was anywhere in continental United States, but now they've... with the new changes with the post office, everything's been delayed. I mean, mailing a check is taken, just from one side of the city now has gone up drastically. So now, officially they say it's 5 to 7 days, and the prices haven't changed on the shipping. But they have done this new thing. If you do it as an LRP with doTERRA, you get free shipping, but if you want priority, it's $6.99. And
well, half a century ago, my dear departed Irish mother would walk to the little mailbox at the end of our country road, and I would get that letter in Vietnam a week later. That was half a century ago. Now, going back even further to the mid-1930s, it was possible in the city of St. Louis, which at the time was a city of about 1 million people, four times the population that's in the city of St. Louis now. You could mail a letter from North St. Louis to South St. Louis, send a reply back to North St. Louis. They would get it the same day and be able to mail a reply back to that person in South St. Louis, and they would get it the same day. Three letters could get back and forth within St. Louis the same day.
So it's like email now,
No computers. No computers, no AI, just men and women who actually knew how to read and write the English language, manually doing the mail sorting. So I was doing research on an investigation I was doing when I came across that newspaper article. I was going through old newspapers to find the material I needed for my investigation. I was shocked because the article was about the controversy over reducing three deliveries of mail to every home in St. Louis every day, reducing that to 2 deliveries to every home in St. Louis every day. That was the controversy, and that's why the article was written. And that was true of every city in the United States: Chicago, New York, St. Louis, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Dallas, Miami. Every home in the United States got three mail deliveries 6 days a week.
Yeah, that's incredible. Like, you know, that kind of efficiency has gone by the wayside now. So doTERRA is extremely efficient, but we can get it out quickly. And normally, if you get the order in before 10 o'clock Mountain Time, it goes out that same day during the week, Monday through Friday. And we have two shipping locations. The main one is in headquarters, and that's in Salt Lake City, and the other one is in Atlanta. So we can do the whole eastern seaboard, and that's how we were so efficient to get it out within 2 days. But now the Postal Service has dropped their standards considerably. So, you know, that yesteryear of, you know, back and forth and the 24-hour period is gone for sure.
Going back to the chicken coop, is there a way to let fresh air move through there? Because in the summertime, the inside there would get to be 120 degrees if the air isn't moving.
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, at the very top, you know, there are slots, you know, the 2x4s, and it's open. And I was concerned about that, and I wanted to make sure they had a way to keep it warm, you know, so all the heat doesn't ventilate.
Right.
I was going to close it up with just using wire, chicken wire, and attach it to the 2x4 so, you know, the skunks and possum and other vermin can't get in there and get to the chicken. So rather than closing up with wood, I'm just going to close it up with the chicken coop, and I'm going to find a wooden slab. We're going to build one from scratch, but right now I don't want to have the shortage of livestock be a reason why we don't have livestock here. So I'm just going to buy them in advance, and I'll just deal with the heat and the cold loss right now. But you know, it's not the perfect one, but it's better than not having a coop at all. So I'm going to have to just improvise right now.
Right, right. Well, you know, field expediency, do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like a pretty solid structure, and I think it'll get you by until you get your nice new chicken coop built. And when do you take delivery of the 100 chicks?
Oh, I'm going to be ordering them Thursday. And they're going to be shipped out on the 22nd, on Tuesday.
And what are the, if you recall off the top of your head, what are the four varieties that you ordered?
Yes, they are. The one, the Amish, they really like, it's called the Issa Brown or the Cinnamon Queen, and another name for it is the Red Sexton. That is mm-hmm. one. And that's the one that produces the most amount of eggs, and they still produce it in the winter, which most chickens start to, they go dormant when it gets cold.
Right.
And mm-hmm. these still produce them. I was at the Amish house, and, you know, he was giving me 2 dozen eggs from the sexlings. And then the other ones are, give me 1 second. The other one is the Barred Rock, and that's a dark one. And then the other one is the Golden Laced Wyandotte and the Black Australorp. Those are the four that are the most docile, the most that like to hang out together so they don't like wandering off into the woods and other animals get it. And they're predator resistant, and they are heat and cold tolerant. So those are the ones that were, and I've heard confirmation from other people. So other people who are growers have it. And I even went to one friend I met at a Roby meeting, and they had 50 beautiful chickens running around outside, and they had one thing I do not have, and that's a dog. And so this nice dog named Lucy was running around. She protects them from the, and she kills lots of raccoons and other animals that want to come out and get it. So it was really funny to see how she was, you know, so protective of these chickens. And that's one thing I want to get her, is a very protective dog that is protective of both my garden and other animals, as well as the chickens and guinea fowl as well. So, you know, having all these things in place, you also have the sensor of the dog being able to smell and hear things that you may not catch the first time. So it's nice to have technology, but it's also good to have a friend and a protector of the family and the homestead.
Absolutely, absolutely. We got a break coming up here shortly. Well, it sounds like a lot of progress is being made, and in addition, you got the straw bale gardening. Tell us about that before the break here starts.
Yes, sir. So straw bale gardening, if you don't have perfect soil and you just move there, you can actually use straw bales, not hay bales, because they don't have the weed seed. And you put them up, you shine them vertically, and they have the shafts of the seeds. You inoculate or you condition it by using high nitrogen fertilizer. Right now I'm using organic mud meal And I'm also going to use the other stuff that I bought from professionals who say this is really high as well. So I just did the blood meal because that was what I saw in multiple videos. And there's a web channel, a website that on YouTube that the man who's, you know, he's a professional and he's done lots of it. So what happens is you can actually do it on balconies and you can do it on concrete, you know, people that have clay soil, but even people, if they have to do it on gravel, they can do it. So you put the dirt in there, you have 12 days of conditioning, lots of water, and then it starts to compost. And then you can actually just put dirt and compost right in there and plant right into that all year
long.
Nice.
Very nice. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Leanna, you've got quite a project there, and I congratulate you for taking it on and working towards your goals. This is what we encourage people to do, is to get out of the cities and become self-sufficient, isn't it, sir?
Absolutely. And many people will say, well, I can't pack up and leave. And, you know, they give me all the reasons in the world, and I understand that. And you know, some people, you know, may be destined to stay in the city and do whatever they can until things change. But, you know, if you have the ability and you have, or many people, you know, the smart ones will also do this. You know, if they can't leave immediately, they also have retreats, and they fund those retreats, and they also place the items that they want to make sure they have there in advance. So they actually diversify, and so they don't have all their eggs in one basket. So that is another advantage of having, you know, a place to go to, because if you won't want to be in downtown Miami or New York City when things go south, and you have a place up in the hills or out of the country, in the Ozarks, where you can go, and if you have enough, you know, discernment to depart before it happens, then yes, you don't have to stand in line with the hurricane, you know, like coming out of Florida. They have the hurricanes, and it's just bottleneck for hours. And so you can, if you have the ability to depart in advance, that's what's good about having a backup, you know, plan A, B, C, and D. The military is notorious for that, which is awesome. But many people only have plan A, and D is just an afterthought. You know, when the things that we're talking about, afterthought is not the way to go, because you're not going to be successful.
That's right. That's right. Well, we don't know how much time we've got. We just have this sense of impending doom, so to speak. But that's no reason to delay. Just because time may be short is no reason to delay, is it, Leon?
That's correct. And, I mean, right now, look, we are all being penalized right now on the price of fuel. So gas.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, when I got here, it was $2.79 a gallon at the local place. Now it's $3.79. So I'm paying a dollar more, and I want to get 1,000 more gallons of red dye diesel for the farm tractors. Well, it's gonna, you know, I'm now paying 30% more because of 1 year of procrastination. Even not even a year, 7 months of procrastination. So the tanks we have here are not effective. I did bring fuel in here, but you know, I wanted a 1,000 gallon tank, and it's rusted shut, and there's holes in it, and I can weld it. But right now, that was not the first priority. So I do have fuel. I just want a lot more, and now it's going up. So now I'm paying for my procrastination, and people are going to pay in blood because they don't have things like antibiotics, the essential oils, armament, food. And so this is where things, you know, are crucial that you get started. It's no longer time to prepare. Now it's time to be ready.
Roger that. Roger that. Well, we got a top-of-the-hour break coming up here shortly, and we'll have the Tuesday morning roundtable. We'll have Jeff Nyquist with us, and Steve Bannon may or may not join us. And, of course, Leon will hang in here and give us his comments along the way. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.